Toway, Northwest London, Friday, Yud Gimel Nissen, 26th of March, Harav David Zulzbacher Schlita, baking matzahs, Erev Pesach.
Good morning on this very special Erev Shabbos, which leads into Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. I'd like to speak an Inyan which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's a minute brought in Shulchan Aruch without any chaylik. And yet, we don't find the Olam HaMakbid on it to the extent that the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'chipasti ba'achreinim. I've looked through all the achreinim, tam laholitz, to try and understand, mimeilitz yosha, lomo roiv yisrael einoigim lizoya. Why is it that roiv klal yisrael are not makpid on this din, this minug, brought in Shulchan Aruch? Let's give a hakdama to this. The Tor in Simon Tov Nun Ches writes as follows: Ein maschilin les asik bepas biyodalad. You don't start baking your matzahs on the 14th of Nisan ad achar vav shoyis, until after Chatzis. You only start the mitzvah of baking matzahs after Chatzis on 14th of Nisan. The Issur b'tshuva, it's brought in a tshuva, Maisa be'echot, it once happened, look how rare this is, it once happened, be'echot, with one man, she'ofer matzis koidum dalet shoyis. He baked his matzahs before the fourth hour on Erev Pesach. Ve'osru Rabbi Seinu ha'matzah. And Rabbi Seinu asked that matzah. Matzah which is baked before Chatzos on Erev Pesach is also to eat on Seder night. Why? De iskish le Pesach. Because we find that Korban Pesach and Afiyas HaMatzahs are compared to each other. V'chiven de Pesach einay nishchat elo mivov shoyis olamalo. Since Korban Pesach is only shechted from Chatzos onwards on Erev Pesach, af matzah came. So we find that it once happened that somebody by mistake baked his matzahs early on Erev Pesach, v'osu Rabbi Seinu. And they said it was osu because matzah is compared to Pesach, and just as Pesach, you only start shechting the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, you can only bake your matzahs after Chatzos. Continues the Torah. So the Prisha explains, what is this Hekesh? What is this Hekesh? So the Prisha brings from the Pasuk, V'zavachto Pesach Hashem Leikecho. The Pasuk says, you shech the Korban Pesach. And the Pasuk continues, Shivas Yomim Teichal Olav Matzahs. The Pasuk of Korban Pesach, the Shechitas Korban Pesach, is brought together with the din of Matzah, and therefore the two are connected. Continues the Torah, Ava Rabbeinu Eleze HaGodol, V'Reb Shmuel HaKoyen Hetiru. They were matter it. But even then, Ach l'chatchila, yesh li'zoe mishum chaviva mitzah b'shanta. Even though Rabbeinu Elezer and Rabbeinu Shmuel are matter if you baked it before Chatzos, nevertheless, you should be careful to do it after Chatzos because of chaviva mitzah b'shanta, to do the mitzvah in its right time. The Torah continues, and he brings it to Sefta. The Tisefta says, you are allowed to have matzah yeshona, which is old matzah, similar sugya to about building a sukkah. You are allowed to build your sukkah early in the year. You're allowed to bake your matzahs early in the year. Uvilvad sheyaseno l'shem Pesach. As long as you do it l'shem Pesach. That's a Tisefta. Says, however, the Torah, Aval b'Yerushalmi oisa. The Yerushalmi asas any matzahs baked before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. What's the maskana of this whole diun? The maskana, says the Torah, Ro'oi lahachmi, it would be correct to be machmi, shloi lasis koidim Chatzos. The Torah's maskana is, it's ro'oi to be machmi, that all matzahs should only be baked from Chatzos onwards on Erev Pesach, because we compare it to Shechitas Korban Pesach. The Bes Yosef on the Tor also finishes off, and he writes as follows: V'noagu kol ha'olam, the minhag in the ganze welt, shlo lahaschil lolush, we don't start any kneading of the dough at achas sheishois until after the 6th hour, v'ein l'shanis ha'minhag, and don't change that minhag. It's very strong words of the Bes Yosef. The Darkei Moshe, and we know that Bes Yosef is the Shulchan Aruch, the Darkei Moshe on the Tor is the Ramah, says the Ramah and Darkei Moshe, v'chein ha-minag b'medinas elu, that is the accepted minag in our countries, lolush matzis shal mitzvah acha chatzis yudalit, that we only do the baking of the matzahs after chatzis on the 14th of Nisan. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Interesting that the opening, the title of the siman in Shulchan Aruch is Mitzvah Lolush HaMatzah B'Erev Pesach. The mitzvah of baking the matzahs, of kneading the matzahs on Erev Pesach. But he starts off, Noyagin Shloi Lolush Matzahs Mitzvah B'Erev Pesach. The minhag is that we do not begin to start the kneading of the matzah Erev Pesach at Acha Sheishois, Shuzman HaKrovas Korban Pesach. Because that is the time of the being called in Pesach. The Ramah doesn't argue. Of course the Ramah doesn't argue, because the Ramah, we saw the Darkei Moshe, says, let's tucker the minhag also in the Ashkenazi countries. On that minhag, says the Mishnah Brura, Chipasti ba'achreinim, I've looked through the achreinim. Why is it? I don't think anybody sitting here is going this afternoon, we'll talk about today, but I don't think anybody here goes on an ordinary era of Pesach to go and bake their matzahs. We are aware that there are places, but it's definitely not the minhag ha'olam. The Bes Yosef says it is the minhag ha'olam, and you should not change it. Shulchan Aruch brings it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what is the reason why we don't do it? Okay. We brought originally that the Tor brings B'Shem Chachomim, that the Asad Matzah, use the notion of Osur, unless it's baked before Chatzos. However, we finish off, at least see that's the Loshon Minhag, although it's very important, but they use Minhag as opposed to Osur. If you do it beforehand, it's Osur. But it doesn't use anymore the Loshon of Osur, it uses the Loshon of Minhag. Nevertheless, it's a Minhag which you shook it. Is everything okay? The Mishnah Berurah says, you must say this is only a minhag and it can't be me'ikah hadin. It can't be me'ikah hadin, it can only be a minhag. Why? The whole reason for this din, the chayra, is because it's compared to Korban Pesach. And we brought a pasuk that V'zavachto Hashem lekecho, and then Shivas Yom Toicha Matzahs. It says that's a hekesh to compare Korban Pesach to matzahs. However, if we look at the Gemara, there's no such hekesh. There is a hekesh comparing Achilas Pesach to Achilas Matzah. We find that the zman when you are allowed to eat your matzah is compared to the zman of eating the Korban Pesach. Which is why we pasgan to eat the matzahs by chatzos, because Korban Pesach we eat till chatzos. There's machlekes how late you can eat the Korban Pesach, and that's the machlekes b'achilas matzah. That's the hekesh. But we don't find anywhere in Shas there's a hekesh between the shechting the Korban Pesach and the baking of matzahs. Therefore, the whole hekesh which we based it on is a low level hekesh. It's on the lines of Asmachta. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Al Kochach, it's only a minhag. Memela, you don't need to be so makpid. It finishes off the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Va'alkein b'di'eved, im ofa matzah koidem vov. If b'di'eved, you baked your matzahs before the 6th hour. Even 1 or 2 months before Pesach, as generally we do, Vason Shem Matzah, as long as you made the Shem Matzah, kosher. See, even the Mishnah Brura says, B'dieved, if you didn't do it, because it's not a full hekesh, B'dieved, Yoyotza. Mashma, even the Mishnah Brura holds that you should be Machme L'chatzchila for the first day in the Torah. It's just not Me'ikah Din, it's only a minute, but we should still be Machmed. Says the Mishnah Brura, even though I've just said that Yoyotza B'dieved, Roiv Yisrael E Noyagin Lizoyed. Lemaisa, most Klal Yisrael are not makpid to bake their matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. On that, v'chipasti ba'achroinim. So I looked through the achroinim, very interesting expression of the Mishnah Brura. He's very bothered, and he's looked around in the achroinim to try and find some heter not to be makpid on this strong minug of Shulchan Aruch. So he brings from the Big Day Yesha, he says like this, we know that chometz on Pesach is osa b'mashahu, and there's no din bittul on Pesach. So if a lady was to bake a cake on Chol HaMoed, even Yom Tov, and there was a mashahu of chometz on it, that cake would be osa, proper chometz. Chometz baked before, cake baked before Pesach with a mashal of chometz on it, we say bittul. When is that switch when we say that you don't have the usual rule of bittul? So there's a machloikus. Some say on Pesach itself, and some say on Erev Pesach already, in the afternoon, after the Zmanis. Says the Mishnah Brura B'Shein the Big Day Yesha, that since there are many poskim who hold that the din issa chometz b'mashahu already starts at erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's going to be very difficult to bake your matzahs without having a tiny bit of chometz falling in it. It's very difficult to be makpid, and if you would, then chas v'sholem you'll be eating chometz on Pesach. Therefore, don't bake your matzahs on erev Pesach. Bake it beforehand where there's the din of bittul. That's what the Mishnah Brura says is the only reason he can find not to uphold this minhag, because we're worried about chometz. Obviously, it's a very strong reason, but nevertheless, we still see that this wasn't brought at all previously. So the Mishnah Brura says, so kosher lizor, it's going to be very difficult to be careful. Shlo yimtzu af mashu chometz b'chitzim. You won't find a tiny bit of chometz in the wheat you're going to be using for your matzahs. V'alkein oifin mikoidim. Therefore, we bake the matzahs long beforehand. Kedei sheyispatel hachometz. In order, if there is chas v'sholem any chometz in that dough, they'll do the din bittul. And he brings from the Mama Motcha, ho'idna mekilin harbe b'dova. Nowadays, we're very make of this whole Indian. Zulask. Apart from a few people who are still machbid, and they bake after the sixth hour, the matzahs which are going to be yotzei on Seder night, v'chein ro'ui lasos. And those are the concluding words of the Mishnah Brura. V'chein ro'ui lasos. At the end of the whole Shnikul Torah, even though I found a heter, which is the heter of Issa Chometz, the Mishnah Brura still says, Roy lasses to bake your matzahs on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. All because it's compared to Korban Pesach. Even though it's not an action with dinner to Gemara that hekesh, nevertheless, the Rishonim bring such a hekesh. This din, or this worry, of not wanting to bake matzahs on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, because you're worried there'll be a tiny bit of chometz in it, and therefore there'll be a chas v'sholem, they won't say bittul, it's a massive chumrah, tremendous chumrah. Why? Because you see, the whole time they used to bake matzahs on Pesach, and the Gemara is clear, they used to bake matzahs every single day, and they didn't have this chashash. It's interesting that the Tor, at the end of this siman, brings, v'aniro isi b'Barcelona. I saw an interesting minhag in Barcelona, says the Torah. Mehamedaktikim, people who are very medaktik in mitzvahs, shahoya oifin kol mashat srichim lemoyed, they used to bake all the matzahs needed for Yom Tov, mikoydim hamoyed, long before Pesach. Why? She'im yisarif imoy mashu mechomet, because if there's going to be a little bit of chomet in it, she yispatel koydim yisuroi, they will become bottle before the Zman Issa. The Torah brings this as an interesting minhag of Barcelona. This wasn't the accepted minhag. What was the accepted minhag? The accepted minhag was to bake matzahs all the way through Yom Tov. That was the accepted minhag. Nobody was worried about this chashash. So why should you suddenly be worried of this chashash on Erev Pesach? I saw in the Maharil says that this minhag of Barcelona, he doesn't bring Barcelona, but the minhag to be makbid of baking matzahs long before Pesach because of the din bittul, chumra yaseira. Lashon Maril, it's a chumra yaseira. De behedya mashma beperi kamad de psochim, it's quite clear in the Gemara, de oifin b'chol yoy, they used to bake matzahs every day of Pesach. So it's a chumra yaseira. So those people who bake matzahs prior to Pesach, they're unusual. That's a chumra yaseira. Adarabba, the norm is to bake matzahs all the way through Yom Tov, and definitely on Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos for Seder night. If so, we still haven't got clear the heter of not baking matzahs on Erev Pesach. It's a chumri yaseira, this svara of bittul. This year, tomorrow, Erev Pesach, poshut, you're not allowed to bake matzahs on Shabbos. So what do you do when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos as far as this minhag is concerned? So there's a big machlekes rishonim when you're supposed to bake those matzahs. Meaning, the minhag of baking on after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, that minhag still remains. What do you do when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? So there are two possibilities which the poskim talk about. The rishonim already give two possibilities. Either today, Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, or Motzeh Shabbos, before Seder night. In Shulchan Aruch says, in this same simon, Ubiyud Dalet Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, Loshin Be'erev Shabbos, Achashe Shois. You do it as if it would be an Erev Pesach, you do it after Chatzos, this afternoon, you go and bake your matzahs. These are the two options. Shulchan Aruch paskens to do it today, and in the Mishnah Berurah says what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, not like those opinions, you say you do it on Motzeh Shabbos. The Chayyim could ask a very strong kasha on this din. We've seen the whole Makor of baking matzahs on Erev Pesach is because of this hekesh compared to the Zman Shchitas Korban Pesach. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, when do they shech the Korban Pesach? Shabbos afternoon. Now, there's no way we're going to bake our matzahs on Shabbos afternoon. If so, in the year, like this year, when you can't fulfill that hekesh of comparing it to Korban Pesach, because we can't do it to the Zayim Shechitas Korban Pesach, so the whole requirement falls away. You can't fulfill it anyway. Why do we even have only these two possibilities? Motzeh Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, do it 3 months earlier. As long as you do it l'shem matzah, you anyway can't fulfill this requirement of comparing it to Shechitas Korban Pesach. Yes.
Excellent.
We'll come to that. No, they didn't. You already have the Mahalach to say here. So the question is, why don't we bake the matzahs weeks earlier? The lechayra, there's no way that you can fulfill the hekesh of Shechitas Korban Pesach. I saw a chiddush otzum in the Maharil. The Maharil brings b'shem Rebbeinu Shloimeh. He says, when discussing Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, when do you bake the matzahs? Listen to this. Shloi lefois matzah shal mitzvah be'erev Shabbos. Don't bake your matzahs on Erev Shabbos, shal mitzvah. Why? She is kishul matzah le Pesach, because we compare matzah to Pesach, and we've been saying, listen to this chiddush now. Uksiv loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. We know that there's an issa to shech the korban Pesach while you've still got chometz. Therefore, the zman shechitas korban Pesach can only be after the zman issa chometz. That's why you do it after chatzos. If so, says Rabbeinu Shloimeh, chas v'sholem to bake your matzahs any earlier. Because if you were baking it earlier, you'd be doing it in the zman of issa chometz. And there's an issa l'sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. So chas v'sholem, you can't do it right. Memele, you're not allowed to do it at all. All matzahs have to be baked from your dalet chatzos onwards. And when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, there is only one other option on matzah Shabbos. Because of the Issa Chometz Shaboy. That's an incredible chiddush of the Maril in the name of Rabbeinu Shloimeh. The Maril pushes that svara away totally. Because even if you have a hekesh, to what extent is the hekesh to matzahs a korban Pesach? There's a halacha of the korban Pesach, for example, that you're not allowed to eat it. Mechabura lechabura. Do we say such a thing with matzahs? How far are you going to extend this din of hekesh between korban Pesach and matzahs? You want to say that you're not allowed to, it's an issa of leisishcha chometz dam zivchi, to bake your matzahs before the issa chometz comes in? Can't be such a thing, says the Maril. If so, we're left still with our kasha. Why can't we bake our matzahs this year long beforehand? We don't hold of this chiddush of Rabbeinu Shloimeh, so bake it when there's the issa chometz. Bake it yesterday, the day before. You anyway can't do it the time of Shechitas Korban Pesach. We started before, we quoted that the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch of baking matzahs on Erev Pesach, he brings noyagin, it's a minug. Says the Gong, it can only be a minug. It can't be me'ikar hadin. Because if it would be me'ikar hadin, you would have to bake your matzahs this year on Matzah Shabbos. The fact that we bake it today means it's only a minhag. What does the Gaon mean with those words? What has one got to do with the other? What's the raya? Because the only time, because on the Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we're doing it on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to Matzah Shabbos, that proves that it's only a minhag and not a din. What does the Gaon mean with those words? No, but we said that's only a mechudish to geshit of Rabbeinu Shloimeh. The God's not going that way. So the Gaon himself writes that the reason why we bake matzahs this year on Erev Shabbos is a very simple reason. Zecher l'shar shonim. Just as this morning, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to burn our chometz. There's no real reason to burn chometz this morning. You can eat chometz. We're going to eat chometz on Shabbos. So why are we burning it this morning? Zeicha l'shar shonim. Just that we should get used to the other years. The same thing here as well. The only reason for baking matzahs on Erev Shabbos, but Emes, there's no real reason to do it. You could do it beforehand. Zeicha l'shar shonim. That l'chayra has a havana. However, we need to understand those poskim who still say you bake it on Matzah Shabbos. What is the meaning of baking it on Matzah Shabbos? Can't say that's l'shar shonim because in ordinary year you don't do it then. Another problem. If you look in the Mishnah Brura and the poskim, they bring many, many reasons not to bake matzahs before Seder night, tomorrow night. Not to. I'll just give you three of them. Rishonim bring a reason because if you were going to do it tomorrow night, in your haste, in your eagerness for the mitzvah, you might start still on Shabbos. And chas v'shalom be mechal on Shabbos. Another reason is, it takes time. And we are short of time, and we've got to eat by chatzos. If you're going to start baking matzahs tomorrow night, it's going to be very difficult to get to chatzos. And another very simple reason, everything we do on Seder night, we want to start early so the children don't fall asleep. So all those reasons, the Rishonim Brura and the Akronim, the Mishnah Brura brings other reasons, I've only mentioned a few of them, don't bake on Matzah Shabbos. We still need a Hesber here. Why should you bake on Matzah Shabbos? What's the Indian doing on Matzah Shabbos? That's not the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach anyway, it's the same recurring kasha the whole time. So I saw for a Tzvi Pesach Frank, and this I think what you were saying before, the Tzvi Pesach Frank says you need to say there are actually two Hekeshim comparing baking matzahs and Korban Pesach. The Drisha we quoted beforehand brings the Pasuk of V'zovachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha, the Shechitas Korban Pesach, and compares that, the Pasuk continues, Shiva Shemitoichel Olav Matzahs. So we compare the baking of matzahs to Shechitas Korban Pesach. This year that's not Shaykh. However, there is another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is quoted by the Shibboleth HaLeket and the Sefer HaPardos L'Rashi when discussing Erev Pesach Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos. They say bake your matzahs on Matzah Shabbos because there's another Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Tzli Eish o Matzahs Yichlu. Tzli Eish, which means there is a hekesh between the Tzli, the roasting of the Korban Pesach, and the eating of matzahs. When Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, when would they roast the Korban Pesach? They roast on a Matzah Shabbos. If so, the hekesh between Pesach and matzah, also, though the Ike hekesh is the Zavachta, the Shechting, but the secondary hekesh is the Tzliya, the roasting.
But it's to the Zman of the Achila of the Matzah, not the Zman of baking.
No, we're still saying that was a kasha all the way along, yeah, that where Bechal, the Rishonim would bring this hekesh is talking about the baking of the matzahs. So the baking, both of them, is the preparation for the eating. The Zavachta, or the Tzliya, in order, which later you're going to eat. Same with the matzahs. The Lisha and the Afia, which you're going to eat the matzah later. So the Tzliyesh and matzah is, the Zman Tzliya is Matzah Shabbos, therefore the Zman Afia is matzah. That is like a secondary Hekesh.
So the first Hekesh? Either one or the other?
No, the Chayr, it seems to be, that is the main Hekesh of a Zavachta. Okay. It's not a Stira, it's like a secondary one, which is used at a time when, like Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. That's what it seems to be. According to this, we understand why the Mishnah Brura and the Poskim look for reasons not to do it on Matzah Shabbos. Because there's a very strong reason, the same reason to do it, Yud Dalet after Chatzos, because we're comparing it to Korban Pesach, there's a comparison to Korban Pesach on Matzah Shabbos as well, at least for the Tzliya. So therefore they need to come with reasons, no, although there is that Hekesh, they're overriding reasons, don't want the children to fall asleep, etc. Therefore, don't do it then. We also understand now very good what the Gaon said. The Gaon said, if it would be an absolute chiyuv to bake your matzahs after Chatzos in an ordinary year, you would have to also do it on Matzah Shabbos. Because if it would be a proper din mitzvah hekesh, the hekesh on Matzah Shabbos would be to the Tzliya. Since lemaisa, it's not a proper hekesh, memela, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you could do it before Shabbos. And as the Gaon himself says, zeicha l'shah shonim. The Orach HaShulchan, Kedarkoi, he has a very interesting mahalach in this sugya. He says, this whole din of baking matzahs on Erev Pesach in an ordinary year, and Kol Shekein, the issue of an Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, is not negea today at all. As is clear from the Gemara, and is clear from the unusual minhag which the Torah brought from Barcelona, people would bake fresh matzahs every day of Yom Tov. And the reason for that is their matzahs were not like our matzahs. Their matzahs were a soft, like a pita. And if that is old, it's lost its taste. So memele would always be fresh. Says Orach HaShulchan, if you're going to make sure you have fresh matzahs the whole way through Yom Tov, isn't it even 100% more shaykh that you should have nice, beautiful matzahs, tasty matzahs for Seder night? And there's another inyan which is already brought from the Rishonim, even the Gemara, to have warm matzahs on Seder night. Either because it's very nice, it tastes nice, also it takes away the merirus of the morrow. There's an inyan to have warm matzahs. So he says, therefore, you should have warm matzahs on Erev Pesach, bake them as near as possible to Yom Tov. And when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, do it on Matzah Shabbos, because it's mamish going fresh into the same nice, fresh matzahs. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that was B'Yameihem, where they had those types of matzahs. Nowadays, our matzahs are, as we know, there's no difference, as long as they're packed properly, there's no difference if you bake them 2 months ago, or you bake them today. So there's no reason anymore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, to be makpid. He says, you've got a hekesh. You've got the loshen of the Torah. Oisa, he says, nah, that's just to mezaris people to make sure they do it properly. Because they want to have nice matzahs. So they may almost make up like an asmachta type of hekesh to mezaris. And if people baked it early, they say it's osa. It's not really osa. It's just to encourage people to have nice tasty matzahs on Seder night. But nowadays, when we no longer have those matzahs, he says, I'm not even going to discuss the sugi, right? I'm not discussing the sugi when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Why should it make any difference? We anyway bake it long beforehand. Because the whole, there's no actual halacha. Lemaisa, this Aruch HaShulchan is massively mechudush, because it takes away almost everything we've been saying until now, and to say it's all based on the different types of matzahs is very difficult. I think, if you'd ask me the simplest reason why nowadays we are not makbid, I think it's perhaps even written in the Mishnah Berurah, is because ha'idnim bekilim harbe b'dovam im nehad doichek. I just think our kehillahs are large. It's almost impossible for everybody this afternoon to start baking matzahs. We're not going to have enough matzahs. Now, maybe we do it beforehand. But as we know, on an ordinary year, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, the achaburas, definitely not to start, I think it's time for till as well, the chaburas, to bake their matzahs, dafk in the afternoon, to fulfill this din. Wish we zeicha, lechem and azvachim and apsochim, and a good Yom Tov, a good Shabbos to everyone.